Mark saw that de Roquefort had three more brothers waiting outside, one on the main rue, another blocking the alley to the car park, and a final one positioned outside the Via Bethanie. He had apparently not thought the cemetery a threat, since it was walled with a 1,500-foot drop on the other side. But that was precisely where Mark was headed. He thanked heaven for the many late-night explorations he and his father had once performed. On a few forays, they'd been interrupted, so they'd improvised another way out. Time to put that discovery to good use.
"I'm afraid to ask how we're getting out of here," Malone said.
"It's scary, but at least the sun's shining."
He hustled straight for a monument that lay adjacent to the east wall. He hopped onto a thick tombstone and clambered onto the wall.
"Follow me,"
he said as he jumped down on the other side. Malone followed and leaped the 8 feet down to a narrow track. They were standing at the base of the wall, on a rocky footpath that measured about 4 feet wide. Mark pointed.
"We have to go this way. It takes us around to the car park. There's an easy way up there."
"No wind here, but when we round that corner," Malone pointed ahead, "I imagine it'll get breezy."
"Like a hurricane, but we have no choice.